actually pretty easy. So you get the box, you unbox it, you install it, and just to let you know, when you live in the northern hemisphere, you have to be pointed towards the north, and if you live in the southern hemisphere, it has to be pointed to the south. So right off the bat, you have to point it towards the north. So you want to get it set up towards the north. And then you log into the app, and you connect to the Starlink stuff because there's no password at first when you connect to the router. And then there's an app for Starlink, and then you go into statistics and all that stuff. There's a page in there for analyzing. I'm bringing the app up right now. There's statistics, obstruction, and then alignment. So you go to alignment, and there's this little box, and you want to set it up in that little box to the best of your knowledge or best what you see in that box. You can zoom in, zoom out, whatever. And then it says Starlink is aligned, and you're ready to rumble anyway. And then that's about it. And then you get all these things that, on the app. It says statistics, subscriptions, obstructions. Now, if you bring up the obstructions, I have a little bit of obstructions towards the northwest, and that is actually because of the tree. I have a tree next to me, but according to Starlink, it says your Starlink has an unobstructed view of the sky. Starlink obstruction map will become more accurate as it collects more data. And I have a little bit of from the tree, but other than that, it sees the sky, no problem. So it doesn't like trees next to the dish at all. So it really wants an open view of the sky. It's very simple. The app is very explanatory. You can pay your bill with the app. You can check speeds with the app. You can do settings on the app. Cool thing about settings is in the thing, I have this thing called Snowmelt. And my Snowmelt is on automatic. It says automatically detect snow and heat up when needed. That's where I have it set. So, yeah, you can actually do all kinds of things. You can do sleep schedule, software updates. It will do, whenever it's a good time to update. Mine updates between 3 o'clock in the morning and so on. It's a pretty cool system.